This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
Where you can find the podcast? We are everywhere. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Podbean. That's where we are getting the majority of our activity and followers. So thank you guys so much for doing that.
Absolutely. We've met some interesting folks that are following us now.
Yeah.
We've got some very interesting emails and all kinds of fun stuff. I think we have to send a shout out to RG.
RG.
RG is he's a huge fan, great supporter, and somebody we're just kind of in contact with. And I'm very
flattered. He says I have a very sexy voice, which
you do.
I love. I mean,
well, we've heard that a lot now. RG's not the only one, but he certainly wasn't the first.
It's so silly because before this podcast, I always thought I sounded so like annoying.
No, I told you don't. Anyway, RG loves it.
Yeah. So did a lot of our listeners. Sincerely appreciate the compliments and the email. We've had a lot of really cool people that have reached out to us, so please continue to do so. Yeah. We have a couple of different ways that you can do that. One is mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. We are also very active on Twitter and always respond to DMs on there. We're at FP Swingers, or you can obviously search Front Porch Swingers and find us there. And we also post a lot of just fun kind of updates and silly things on there. So if you're not already following us on Twitter, we would really love if you did.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, as we've talked about. Our new studio is just about completed. Hopefully, we will complete that today.
Oh, it's going to be so nice.
Yeah, we're getting ready to finish that up. We did a great interview with another podcast. They interviewed, or that gentleman interviewed us. That's going to be coming out soon. We'll tease that as we get a little bit closer to it airing. And then we've got some cool stuff with the podcast coming up too. Some people we're going to interview, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fun to see all this progression. It's so funny. We talked last week about how like we didn't know if anyone would want to listen to us. And now all of a sudden like we're putting all these pieces together and it's just becoming such a fun project.
Yeah, being contacted by other people. We thought that if we wanted to progress, we would be having to reach out to everybody first. There's a lot of people reaching out to us, which is kind of exciting. So we like it.
Super cool. Please continue to do so.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for the support up to this point. What else? Oh, we have a blog.
We do. And we're going to do a lot of work today, actually. We've got a lot of work to do today. Lots of updates on different formats. You'll kind of see a much bigger footprint, I think, from us coming very quickly. But, of course, our blog, you can get on there. We tease the episodes, talk a little bit about our personal stuff. We'll be putting some more pictures up that are just fun pictures of stuff that we're doing and kind of, you know, what we're all about.
Probably the studio.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
That's frontporchswingers.com. So now that we've gotten all the housekeeping out of the way, yeah, we can get to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So my voice does not sound super sexy today.
Yes, it does.
Because
super raspy.
We are literally like 7 hours removed from an experience with a couple.
Yeah, we had a great time last night. We are not going to talk about that today because we haven't even kind of processed it all yet.
No, we like have barely been out of bed because we were with them until like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're just drinking some coffee right now. We got some sleep, came home, went to bed, got up this morning, had super hot sex.
Oh, the hottest sex.
Well, in all fairness, I woke up and Brenna was already watching a video of us last night with this couple. So she was already worked up when I woke up.
Yeah.
So just, kind of a teaser, there's video.
Yeah, so, but it was such a whirlwind that I'm not prepared to talk about it on the podcast. We discussed it this morning and we're really excited to talk about it, but it's like, we got to wait till next week because I don't want us to forget things.
Yeah, we'll leave stuff out. We haven't even talked about our individual experiences, although we were very much together all night last night, but there were still components that I missed and components you missed. There's no point in doing that. And we are literally like 6.5 or 7 hours removed from it. We haven't processed it yet.
Yes. So stay tuned for next week because it's going to be a really good podcast episode. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We had a great time with a super couple. We really liked them. They were very, very unique. And definitely our kind of people. We dug them.
on many levels.
Many levels,
so,
yes.
Listen next week for that. But today, we're going to talk about something I kind of sometimes joke, but it's maybe not a joke, that this interaction is a little bit near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, so what we're going to talk about today is our very first experience in the lifestyle at all. And that very first experience was with a single guy. Brenda played with a single guy while I was in the next room, essentially. And that's kind of how this whole thing started. We were talking about different fantasies that we had. Her wanting to see me with another woman, me wanting to see her with another man. So that's how this whole thing started. And
yeah, we kind of realized quickly. I mean, it progressed very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
Like, it was one of those things where we had a couple of, you know, pillow talk conversations about how sexy it would be.
Right.
And unlike what we've heard from a lot of other couples in lifestyle, where it's like that's the first step and then there's another kind of natural progression after that, and
yeah,
it's usually months or even years before you have your,
yes,
first interaction with somebody else,
yeah,
this happened in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 10 days to 2 weeks. And we've met couples, one particular couple here in our hometown that we like. They're you know, kind of friendly with us now. We have not played with them, but they went 8 years talking about this, right?
Seven years.
Talking about it before they ever actually pulled the trigger. Very interesting. So for us, we don't really, we have no patience. We just kind of jump right in.
Well, we're impulsive people.
For sure. We have no use for a whole lot of wasted time. Clearly. So we, our very first interaction was with a single guy. And I think the other reason I want to do this today, we have a couple of single guy interactions we have to talk about, and we'll do that down the road. But this is the important one because it was the first, our very first.
Right.
And I've been kind of hard on some of the single guys lately.
You really have.
Well, not just on the podcast, but you and I have talked about it. We've been contacted by some single guys, obviously. I don't need to tell everybody who's listening. We get bombarded by single guys. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But some of these guys just don't get it. And this first interaction, I guess, kind of set the bar for us because it was really good. We got, I think it hit on all cylinders.
Yeah, we hit a home run right out of the gate.
I hit the home run for sure.
Yeah, you did.
So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So we talked about what we wanted out of this whole lifestyle, and we got into the conversation of what each of us wanted to see. And one of those things was my wanting to see you with another man. So
why is that, do you think?
Well, I think I've said it before. Our intimacy is so hot and so intense, not unlike what just happened this morning and last night and the night before. I mean, in the last 48 hours, I don't even know how much sex we've had.
Oh, so much.
And for me, I think the only way, or the biggest way to improve on what's already so intense, so hot, so passionate, was to step outside of it and to see it for myself. You know, once again, we're not going to talk about what happened last night in any kind of detail at all. We're going to save it for a future podcast. But again, I got to see something last night that I haven't experienced. We experienced something last night that we hadn't experienced yet with another couple or another single guy or anybody. And it was super fucking hot. And every time we do this, we have another interaction with a couple, particularly, it just gets to another level. So my wanting to see that from an outside perspective, I think, is really what fueled it. And it is. I mean, we talked about it. It's so fucking hot to see.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at one point, you were trying to concentrate on holding the camera, and you couldn't because I was fucking this other woman last night, and you were just too worked up to do it. So anyway, that's probably why. That's the biggest reason.
Okay. So we talked about this, and we decided that we wanted to see each other with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And where did it go from there? It happened super fast, like we said.
Super fast. I got online. I responded to somebody that I thought kind of fit the bill. And he and I had a couple of exchanges through email. We decided, told him what we were looking for. Hey, here's what we want to do. I'm going to be kind of in the next room. I don't participate. I don't get involved. I'm like furniture. I'm just there. She just wants to play with a single guy, and I'm just going to kind of be in the atmosphere. I'm going to be in the next room and listen and maybe watch a little, but really listen to the interaction. And so we had a couple of email exchanges, and then we decided we were going to meet. I had him meet me at my place of business. And
again, it's kind of ballsy.
Yeah, the one other time I did it. This was the first time. But I felt pretty confident that we are on the same page. We are in the same industry, theoretically. We do basically the same thing. Different levels of it. Maybe a little bit of some different factors, but essentially we do the same thing. So we had a lot in common.
Yeah.
Also a former athlete in his youth.
Wait, here's a question for you. Did you see pictures of him before he met you at your place of work?
Yes, he sent me a face pic, kind of from the waist up. It was the one I eventually shared with you. So I knew what he looked like. He was a good-looking guy, mid-30s.
Yeah.
Right? And so I felt really, like I said, I felt great. He was super, good-looking guy. I thought, okay, sharp, he's intelligent, he's articulate, his emails were well-written, and he's a good-looking guy. I'll meet him, we'll see what happens. Sure enough, we met, hit it off. Really nice guy. And again, I thought, sure, this guy, Brenda's going to find this guy attractive. I was absolutely in and out of the park. I felt good about this because he was really a sharp-looking guy, well-dressed, well-groomed, spoke well. I felt really good about it. So we put a plan together. I was going to tell you about it. He and I were going to kind of correspond.
Yeah, and here's the kind of the kicker of all this. I didn't know any of this
I kept you in the dark because I didn't know where this was going. I didn't want it to be a total shit show and then try to, piece it together. I thought, let me see if this path even works. Let's see what happens.
Right. But you're doing all of this behind the scenes. And the first I hear of it is like, I get home from work one day and you're like, hey, put on your sexy dress. We're going to meet a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I said, so I explained to you what happened. It was it was a couple of days that we were he and I were corresponding. So I said, well, do you want to see what he looks like? You want to start with that? And like I said, normally you're like, I don't know. You kind of like the suspense of it, but you were like, yeah, let me see a picture of him.
Well, because it was our first time.
Yeah,
I had no idea what to expect.
Right. So I showed you the picture, and you're like, he's really good looking. Like you thought, like
he's hot.
Yeah, I said, well, scale of 1 to 10, you're like a 9. Like, wow.
Maybe even a 10. He's very hot.
I'm a stud at this. I got this thing down, right?
In fact, we are going to call him Cooper for this episode because I immediately told you, I was like, he looks like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, he's a great looking guy. Yeah, I was really fucking super impressed with myself. So so we decide, okay, put on a dress. We're going to meet him at one of our local coffee shops in town. And again, we were living downtown at the time, so we were able to just walk over.
Which, hindsight, was kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's the middle of the day. It's like 4 o'clock. It's not evening time. It's early.
Yeah.
And we're going to a coffee shop and I'm in this like ridiculously low cut dress with a push up bra. My tits are out.
Out.
Like, I'm sure the people at the coffee shop are like, what the fuck?
Well, and we should probably also mention that they all know us because we go there all the time.
Oh, for sure. So, they know us by name.
Yeah, they know what we order. It's usually ready by the time we get to the counter. So they all know us. But so we took a table in the back and you and I are going to meet him. He's going to meet us there. So sure enough, you and I are sitting across from each other.
No, so the first thing is I was so nervous about this whole thing. So nervous that I didn't even want to sit next to the guy.
Yeah.
Like, we're planning on eventually me fucking him. Right. And yet we're at a coffee shop and I'm like, I don't want to sit next to him.
Right.
I want to sit next to you.
Right. But it would have been a little awkward if you and I were sitting on one side of the table interrogating the guy sitting on the other.
Well, we did that with Brad, but...
Yeah, but that just worked out that way. We didn't really plan necessarily for it to work out that way.
Yeah.
But this was also a different situation. So... As it turns out, he was a little intimidated anyway, because I guess I was just a little bit, I wasn't grilling him or anything. We had already met, but it was,
it
was a little intense.
Yeah, to be fair, you are a very intense person. I mean, you, even when you're not trying to be intense, like you just have this, I call it an energy exchange. I talk about this all the time, but your energy is very like masculine and... So I could see how other guys would be intimidated by
but
that.
But this is not a guy who... He was masculine. This was a guy who kind of has a similar, athletic background that I do. And, he was a... But, certainly not a super aggressive guy.
No.
He didn't have that kind of personality.
You're like alpha with a capital A.
Yeah, but he was a guy that I could sit and have a drink with. He was very cool.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes in. I say hello to him, of course, again. Introduce him to you. He sits down next to you. What were you thinking when you first saw the guy?
That he was ridiculously hot. He's even more hot in person than he was in the picture.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, for sure.
He's very attractive. I mean, he's just got, like I said, looks like Bradley Cooper. Just this very, all-American boy look. Very, clean cut and just And he came in wearing a very nice button-up shirt.
Yep, he was super buttoned up and dressed really, well.
Yeah, awesome boots. And he looked very well put together. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, this was a guy who got the idea that, you are a single guy. You're showing up to meet a couple with the potentiality of having sex with the female portion of that couple. And so you're going to be impressive. Right. And he was. And of course, we had already met, so I knew kind of what he was all about. He could absolutely have taken the easy road and just went, fuck it, and just showed up and didn't care because he and I already met, but he knew we had to impress you. And that was a big deal for us. And so it worked out really well. So we sat for about, 15, 20 minutes and talked. And then I took a phone call and I had to step outside. So I left you guys alone for, another 20 minutes.
Probably. Which, again, it was so weird because I am not the, socially awkward type. Like, I love interacting with people. Right. I love talking to people. I mean, it's what I do for a living. I just love interacting. And yet this situation, I am the most fucking quirky, weird, awkward person in the world. Like, I can't think of what to say.
Well, but of course we should also mention that this is the first and probably and last time that this happened with you, where you were kind of not sure of yourself and what to say or what to do. Because once we got past the first initial interaction with a single guy, now you just take charge of everything pretty much. You're like the ringleader now.
Yeah.
You
point as well as should be. I'm really good at it.
Yeah, you just choreographed the whole thing. So in this particular case, you were definitely a little outside your comfort zone.
Very.
For sure. So, and I was gone, like I said, for about 20 minutes. I had to walk around the block. I was on the call with a customer at the time. And I was doing my thing on the phone and you guys were sitting talking. And of course, you said it was a little awkward.
It was. And he tried to really put me at ease and he was very conversational and could tell that I was nervous and didn't make it weird for me at all.
Right. Well, he was nervous too, though.
Yeah, you could tell he was nervous.
Yeah, he was nervous too.
I think we both kind of started to loosen up. And at one point, he put his hand on my leg and I was not wearing panties.
No, you were not.
And he slid his hand all the way up. Like, didn't quite touch my pussy, but he came really close.
Well, had he known you weren't wearing panties, he probably would have.
In the coffee shop, how classy.
100%, yeah, in the coffee shop, in our neighborhood, where we go. I literally get coffee every
day. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I get coffee there every afternoon. So, it was definitely interesting. So I came in kind of through the back of the building, and you guys are sitting talking, and I sat down for a few more minutes. We talked a few more moments, and you said, we kind of looked at each other like, okay, we ready to do this?
Yeah. And, well, I think, did you ask him if he wanted to come back with
us? Yeah, so you want to come back with us? We're just down the street. And he said, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was parked down the road, I guess, just outside the shop. And then he drove over to our place, which is a couple of blocks. You and I walked over. Again, you went upstairs. I got ready. I waited for him downstairs. And then he and I came up. And you were already in your sexy lingerie.
Yeah, I put on my lace lingerie, and then you thigh guys highs? Came in. No, I didn't have thigh highs on.
You didn't have the thigh highs?
No.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe you were just so nervous. You just threw them something.
No. Yeah, it was just a little black lace number.
Yeah.
And you guys came in and you were like, hey, do you want a drink? Which made, honestly, was like even more awkward because it's like, okay, now I'm in lingerie and we're going to stand around and have an awkward drink.
Well, and listen, the guy needed a drink. He was a little nervous. It was obvious. And you were a little nervous too. So I thought, let me give a little bit more time, maybe a little more chatter. But I poured him a bourbon. And he shot that thing pretty much right down. Bourbon on the Rocks did not last long.
Two gulps.
Yeah, he was a nervous wreck, obviously. But so were you. You were kind of hanging on my chair, on the back of the chair.
I was like on the, hugging you from the back and everything. It was weird in that you've always kind of been my security blanket. Right. That's the best way that I can think of to describe it. I just feel comfort from you. And so in this moment, here's this guy that I'm supposed to be touching and, flirting with and everything.
Right.
And all I want to do is touch you.
Yeah, so it definitely got, it was a little unusual.
I don't think I've actually told you this, but I think there was a moment in my head where I'm like, well, if I can't stop touching Brian, how the fuck am I going to fuck other people? This isn't going to work.
Right. And we've talked about that before. We've gone out many times and we're going to flirt with people tonight. We're going to go out and have a good time. That never happens because we're all over each other. No one talks to us.
Yeah, we're obsessive with each other in a good way, but
but it's not like someone's going to come up and go, hey, you guys look like a lot of fun. Not a fucking chance that's happening.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know, what, 10 more minutes, I guess, goes by. He slams down this bourbon. I said, hey, let me take that for me. I took the glass.
So finally, you had to say, hey, why don't you go take him into the bedroom?
Right. Yeah, because you were just not, like, you were feet in quicksand. You were just stuck there.
Yeah. So I finally did. Yeah. I asked him if he wanted to come in with me, and he was like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I kind of adjusted my chair so that I could hear more so than I could see. And then, you know, just kind of, you know, let you kind of do your thing.
Yeah. So we went into the bedroom and it started out very slow. This whole thing was very slow and kind of methodical, like in a sexy way, but it was just very, it was not hot and heavy. That's not what this interaction was.
No, it was more like it was like somebody having, you know, that you had known, but it was like the first time you were having sex with them.
Yeah.
Kinda. Because he was super nervous too.
Yeah. So, but we did start making out, and he was very, like, sensual. Like, he was, you know, putting his hands in my hair and kind of, like, rubbing the back of my neck, which I thought was really hot.
Yeah.
I remember that very distinctly, like, that, like, fingers running up and down my neck thing, because I'm not sure anyone's ever done that to me before, and it was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
So he did that for a little bit, and finally, I think I asked if I could suck his cock.
Right.
Because it was a lot of making out. I mean, that went on for a long time because both of us, once again, it was one of those things where it's like, who's going to finally pull the trigger here? Yeah. Is someone actually going to do something? Or are we just going to make out for 2 hours?
Right. How does this go? Yeah. So, yeah, of course, you mentioned something like, do you want to take your pants off or whatever?
I think I was like, can I suck your cock because I really want to? And he was like, okay.
Yeah. So, obviously, he was absolutely willing to do that. Took his pants off.
He took his pants off. And he was very large.
Well, but he had his underwear on. Like he took everything off, like except for his underwear.
Yeah, right? But you could still see that like his cock is huge.
Yeah, he took everything off except his underwear. You were still making out with him a little bit.
And at this point, you're like kind of peering in the door.
Yeah, I could see a little. Like I could see around the corner. Of course, we should say it's also daytime, so you know our place was well lit, and so I could see everything. But at this point, I think you were on your knees on the bed and kind of rubbing his cock over his underwear.
Yeah.
And making out with him kind of thing.
Then
you guys kind of switched positions. So now like your back was kind of to me a little bit. And I couldn't see that much. I wasn't fully in the doorway, obviously.
Yeah.
Not at that point.
So eventually I took his boxer briefs off and out pops this giant cock.
Yeah.
It was really big. And I was like,
Cooper was not fucking around.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like girthy and long and it was honestly a little bit intimidating. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Big.
Yeah, crazy.
And the first thought that went through my head is like, I'm not going to be good at sucking a giant cock. Like, I'm a small girl. I have a small mouth. Like, how the fuck is this going to work?
Well, it seemed to work out just fine.
Yours seems like a lot for me.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you did just fine. Because that guy, I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, I tell guys all the time, and I think I told him, you know, if you let her suck your cock too long, you're not going to last. We had that conversation.
Yeah.
And
he was smart enough to pull away.
Yeah, because it was a couple of minutes, and he could have came like in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So he was smart enough, at least he had enough acumen to pull himself out of that situation, because that could have been another 2 minute deal.
So easily. He stopped me. I could feel like, you know how like, I don't know if I tremble right before I come or not, but he definitely, you do, and he definitely had that tremble going on.
Right.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but he stopped himself.
But he stopped, and I was like, okay, good.
Well, he did that a couple of times.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, he backed off a couple of times because it was obvious he wasn't going to last much longer if you continued to suck his cock.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So after quite a bit of cock sucking, he asked if he could go down on me.
Right.
Which I was
100% for.
I mean, sort of. I'm not going to say 100% because as we had talked about, I know we've talked about on a podcast episode at this point, I'm not big on anyone but you going down on me.
Yeah. And so at this point, we haven't been together and had someone else do that yet. This is our first interaction. So you were a little hesitant that like, this is going to be kind of, okay, it's just kind of going through the motions. But at the same time, you also got a guy who kind of looks like Bradley Cooper eating your pussy. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, you can't lose there.
I mean,
even if it's bad, it's like, Bradley Cooper's between your legs.
Right. Like, it's like a bad Bradley Cooper lookalike licking your pussy. He still looks like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So it was good. From my vantage point, it looked great.
He laid me down and he started eating me out, and it was fine. It was good. But what pissed me off is, I should say this too, he followed direction very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I told him, oh, just a little bit up, or, yeah, right there, or harder, or, you know, whatever. Right. He took my direction very, very well, and he got me very close.
Yeah.
And then he just stopped. Right. And I was like...
Yeah, it's tough enough for these guys to get you to come that way.
Yeah.
And to get you that close and go, I'm done here.
Yeah, like, just stopped. I'm bored. Let's move on to the next. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, in all fairness, the guy wanted to fuck you really bad. So it was probably at that point that he couldn't take anymore. You know, it was just over. And then you went back to sucking his cock for just a few more seconds.
Right.
Right? That was pretty much where you went from laying on your back, and then I guess you got back up on your knees. You guys are kind of changing positions a little bit.
Yeah.
That I remember seeing.
Yeah. So, I sucked his cock for a little bit longer. And I think it was still one of those things. Keep in mind, when we talk about this, this is our very first interaction with anyone besides each other.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, since being with each other.
Yeah.
So I still didn't 100% know how you were going to feel about every step. So every single time that something would happen further, I would question in my head, like, is Brian going to be okay with this? Is this going to be weird for him? Is he going to have buyer's remorse?
Yeah, we talked about that. Every chance you got, you kind of looked at me and had this, like, you were like, had this look on your face, like, is this okay?
Looking for your approval throughout the entire thing.
Right. Every time you had the chance to face me, we had that kind of eye contact. And it was obvious that you were looking for my approval. Which, of course, I gave you 100% because it was so fucking hot.
So, when I was sucking his cock, though, I distinctly remember turning to look at you and giving you this look of, like...
We okay?
Are we good to move forward here? And I didn't have to say anything. You just kind of shook your head. Right. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so we're going to fuck.
Yeah. So this is happening.
All right.
Yeah. So, well, the other thing, again, we talked about this before. You like taking it from behind. And apparently he really liked your ass, like a lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, he said it multiple times, even when he was going down on me and like grabbing my ass. He was like, oh, this juicy booty. And like, oh, I just love your ass. And apparently it's a theme. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was great because he turned you over and now you're facing me again.
Right. Well,
it was really the first full-on time you were like facing me full-on. So we could see each other 100%.
Looking directly at you.
Yeah, because I'm kind of in the corner of the doorway and you're looking like on an angle on the bed. You're looking right at me.
Right. And so he puts on a condom.
Yep.
And enters me. And honestly, it was painful.
Yeah, you definitely were. You were surprised by how that felt. For sure.
Yes.
I could tell by the look on your face, you were like, not expecting that.
No. Yeah, no, at all. It was a lot.
Yeah. And in all fairness, I mean, for all the guys out there listening, this dude's cock was super thick. It was like, when you pulled his cock out, I went, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. Because I could just tell by the way you looked at it, like, oh fuck.
I did. Well, it's one of those things, I'm not trying to cock shame anyone, but like a giant cock is not necessarily the best thing in the world. Because the first thing that went through my head when I saw it was like, this fucking thing's going in my pussy? In what world?
Right.
Like, how is that going to work?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Like, I mean, because you're a Titan, I stretch you out.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes not easy.
Yeah.
And this dude was way thicker than I was. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Where is that going?
How is this going to work? So it definitely did take some finagling to get inside of me. Because...
Well, luckily you were pretty wet.
I was wet, but he still really had to stretch me to get in.
Yeah.
And it was painful.
Yeah.
But eventually it kind of got going and you know how you get wet and it just works.
Right.
And then he, was like had his hands. He wasn't like spanking me or anything, rubbing and squeezing on my ass.
Yeah, your hips.
Like I said, very sensual. Like he's a very soft man.
Well, he was also aware of the fact that he was probably like he was going to hurt you if he was going too hard because I mean the guy just literally stretched you out.
Yeah.
So he was self-aware.
He was very careful, which I appreciated. I thought that was nice and also one of the things that we've talked about before, the fun part about being with somebody else besides each other is that you get a completely different feel. You know, you and I are not overly sensual with each other. Our play is much more rough and fun and crazy. Right. And so it was kind of nice to just have, like, you know, rubbing on my ass and, like, going kind of slow. And
it was, we should say tonight's date night for us. So we'll probably be, it'll be a lot softer.
Yeah, you'll probably make love to me tonight. But I wouldn't say that's our norm.
No, it's once a week, maybe. And the rest of it is hair pulling, ass slapping, and it's hot as shit.
Yeah, biting nipples.
Biting, and it's full on. Yeah, it's like one step away from, like, assault, I guess. I don't know, it's crazy.
No, it's so not.
Hot. Anyway, but yeah, it was very cool to watch that because he was definitely into you. You could tell that. And he was enjoying himself. He was enjoying being with you, which made it so fucking hot for me.
Yeah.
You know, when these guys are like, I mean, all these guys are you know, everyone we meet is attracted to you and turned on by you. And to see somebody who is super attracted to you like I am, it was very hot.
So I think the other, probably the hottest part of this whole interaction for me is Cooper is fucking me from behind.
Yeah.
And I am watching you because at this point you're like half in the room and half not.
Yeah, I started out outside the room and I made my way halfway in because I was so fucking intrigued. It was so amazing.
You're sitting in the doorway staring at us and like rubbing your cock over your pants.
Yeah.
And you just had this like carnal look on your face. Like, it was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was super hot.
That image of you doing that, rubbing your cock and looking at us with that look on your face is like burned into my memory because it is, it still to this point might be the hottest thing I've ever experienced.
Well, yeah, because again, it was our first experience. It was the first time I got to see that. I've seen that now a number of times. It was the first time. It was so fucking hot. And I remember thinking, this needs to end because I have to fuck her. He has to hurry the fuck up. Yeah.
So he's fucking me from behind. And then I feel myself like getting close. Like I feel like I'm going to come.
Yeah.
But it's once again that mindset of like, oh fuck. Like if I come, that's like the last, that's the last frontier here.
Yeah. That's it. That's the end. That's the antithesis of this experience. And you weren't sure if I was going to be okay with it. I mean,
how silly for me to sit there and be like, is he going to want me to come? Like, of course you want me to come, but just for whatever, you know, for just whatever reason, block. In my mind, I'm like, oh, this is the last step before, you know, it was
it's,
almost like
at that point, it's too late to go
with
back.
With every escalation.
Not that you could go back now.
Yeah, you
know,
no joke.
But, you know, at that point,
I can't
it's like,
unfuck him.
No, you cannot unsuck his cock. It's too late. But that really is like, that's the period on the whole sentence. It's like, after this, there's no turning back.
Yeah. So I looked at you and I even mouthed to you at this point, like, can I come? Am I good to come?
Right.
And you're like,
fuck yeah, you are.
Yes, come.
yeah, hurry up.
And so I just let myself go, and I came hard.
Yeah,
like,
it was
really
crazy.
Hard.
Well, and you were looking right at me, so it's like the first time I got to. It's not the first time I got to see you come. Obviously, not see your face, but from a distance, it was like the first time I got to take the whole thing in, like ass up in the air. I could see your face. I could see how excited you are and how good you felt. It's the first time it's like watching it from a distance or watching it on a movie. You could really see the whole thing.
Yeah, like, you know? A little bit of separation.
It was 100% separation. Like, it was a total out of body experience. Like, I wasn't really like, is this really fucking happening? Yeah, it was hot, super hot.
So I came hard for a while. I mean, it lasted a while, too.
Yeah.
Like, usually when I come, because I come so often, it's, you know,
short spurts.
It's 20 or 30 seconds. This was like 2 minutes of coming.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you came really hard.
And then he came almost immediately after
for sure.
I did.
Well, you clenched down so hard. I mean, you almost can't. I mean, no one's been able to help it, obviously. These guys are not prepared. And he was more prepared than most, obviously, to date. At least he had the willpower to stop himself and, you know, try to enjoy the moment. But he came pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And he came hard, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So it was that whole experience. I remember watching you came, seeing your face, and then instantly, I mean, he came very quickly after, and just the look on your face while he was coming, and then kind of, you know, the ending of that whole exchange, it was almost like I came. It was so fucking hot. You know,
and, that is hot.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we've talked about it. It takes a while for me. I had pre-cum when you took my pants off.
Oh yeah,
I mean, so, it was so fucking hot.
Cooper left very quickly, which we really appreciate with these single guys. We've been very lucky with that up to this point.
Yeah,
they don't want to sit around and bullshit and have another whiskey. Like, they at least. And some level understand, or maybe we throw out that vibe of like,
maybe.
Get the fuck out because we want to fuck.
Yeah, well, he was, I mean, again, we were super hospitable. He was a you know, really just a nice guy. He was, you know, said thank you, shook my hand, gave you a kiss on the cheek. He got dressed. I walked him to the door, and that was fucking it. I just attacked you.
Yes. And yeah, you were dripping cum. Like, I had thought you had already cum.
No.
And you don't usually pre-cum very much.
No. I was super fucking worked up.
It was hot. That's how I knew, like, okay, this was awesome for him.
Yeah.
And that made me feel awesome. And that just fueled this. God, the level of intensity that we had that night after Cooper left was the height of passion.
We had sex, first of all, immediately. But it was for, I mean, we had sex for a couple of hours. And then we had sex again. And then the morning. I mean, it was crazy.
I bet total that night, you and I had sex for like 4 hours.
It was crazy. So, again, it was an amazing experience. But let's talk for a second about the next day.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part of this whole thing.
Yeah. So, this is how, again, we just had this conversation at breakfast this morning. Again, we had an interaction with a couple last night. It was great. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. The following morning, and I don't know, we talked about it, we don't know if other people feel the same way or how they compartmentalize it or how they define it. For us, this is like the day after for us is our aftercare, for lack of a better term. It's a kind of a BDSM term, but it's aftercare. So the next morning, we're all over each other and we're, you know, just hugging and touching and kissing and just, you know.
Yeah, like we can't keep our hands off of
each other. Yeah, it connects us. We get closer. It's weird. You know, you would think that a couple has an experience with another couple, a sexual experience, and you wouldn't be as, you know, closer than you were the night before. We're much closer.
Right. It just brings us closer together. Let's talk about the conversation we had after Cooper, though, morning after, because once again, we had no idea how we were going to wake up and feel the next day.
Well, we woke up and fucked immediately the next morning. That's how we felt.
That's true.
But I had to go to work early that morning because we had sex at like 6 a.m. I got up, went to work, and throughout the course of the day, of course, I'm thinking about this. It's just, you know, it's overwhelming. My mind is just, it's all I'm thinking about. And then it got to a point I thought to myself, is it wrong that I feel closer to her now than I did before? The closest, obviously, I've ever felt to anyone is you. And then after that, it made me feel closer. I thought, man, is that right? Should I feel that way? And I wanted to text you and say something, but I was like, this might sound fucked up. I don't want to, you know? And as I'm thinking it, literally the phone is in my hand. You send me a text message. What'd you text me?
I said, I feel so close to you today. I've never felt closer to another human being ever after last night.
Yep. And I was like, it was confirmed. I went, oh, man, okay, it's not just me. So so she felt the same way. And for whatever reason, from that point on, anytime we have an interaction, an engagement with a single or another couple, it brings us closer together every single time. And this morning is no exception.
I think that's something that people who aren't in the lifestyle would really have a hard time wrapping their heads around.
Oh, they'll struggle with it.
I think the sex is one thing. But the level of connection that we derive from this lifestyle is something that very few people will ever be able to comprehend.
Yeah, and it's, you know, listen, it is about the sex, obviously, for us, our sex, our intimacy. And having fun with these other couples and these other singles, it heightens our sexual encounter between each other, and it's just another level. And so afterwards, it's almost like having sex like with this couple like last night. It was like foreplay for us. And then we get to have sex together.
Well, that's exactly what this Cooper situation was.
Oh, 100%. Oh, God. Yeah. It was a human dildo. Holy shit. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know? And last
night. In a nice way.
Yeah. No,
not
listen,
like we're using him or anything.
No, no. Look, he, you know, and we corresponded a few times. We never did see him again. But that's the kind of interaction that we're talking about out there, guys. Listen, you don't have to look like Bradley Cooper. We are not saying that.
But if you do,
yeah, Yeah, if you do, hit us up. But we got lucky, and he was a good-looking guy. Yeah. He was intellectual. He was well-spoken. He was well-dressed. He was well-mannered. Yeah. And he understood what it was about. He understood that he had to impress and woo a couple, and then he had to be a gentleman with you, and it was a win-win.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
And I will say, the biggest thing for me when we meet these single guys, granted, we're not trying to teach anyone anything here.
Not here, no.
But, you know, maybe take this away as a potential lesson as a single guy. For me, anyway, when I meet a single guy, I am so turned on when they can look me in the eye and have the confidence to speak to me as if I'm not just, you know, a swinger wife.
Well, you're not going to just be fucking me. You know, it's like they're looking at you. And you're a person. You're someone that they are maybe going to be friends with, that we're going to meet and have a drink with, or we're going to see socially somewhere. And it doesn't pertain to having sex every time. That's the thing. It's like, you know, if you really want her, you want to impress a woman, you know, you've got to be a gentleman, and you got to treat her like a human being, not like someone who in about 30 minutes you're going to try to fuck. That's not what this is about.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
As soon as we get that vibe, you're fucking done.
Yeah.
Chances are, if you're that kind of guy, you haven't gotten to that point anyway with us. But if you do manage to get to step two, where we actually meet face to face, and you've got that kind of persona, I'm going to sniff it out in a second, and you're fucking done. You're out. You're history.
Yeah.
And so it's nice when you meet someone who really gets it. You know, and we've been pretty fortunate. We've met a few guys that have really gotten it, and he was the first, and no exception. He totally got it.
Yeah.
And high five to me. I did a great job.
You did a fantastic job. You really deserve a nice little pat on the back for that one.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't necessarily been able to duplicate it again. Yeah.
But, you haven't found another Bradley Cooper lookalike?
No, but I mean, I'm trying. I mean, if they're out there, you know, shoot us an email. But I'm doing my best. Yeah.
No, it was great. Good. No, and it was a perfect first interaction.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it couldn't have gone with a single guy, single interactions. It couldn't have gone any better.
No,
it really couldn't have. We've heard some horror stories from people. Like, you know, their first encounter made them question their choice in the lifestyle kind of thing.
And for us, it was the exact opposite. It reinforced all of the things we had been thinking about in terms of why we wanted to be in the lifestyle.
Yeah, it was full confirmation. And it was, from that point, man, it was, the pedal was to the floor. We haven't let up.
No,
we're
and it's been
charge.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Right up until last night, which we cannot wait to tell you about. We haven't even really talked in detail about it yet.
Yes.
So
we've teased that a lot, but it's really going to be a good episode. I'm so excited to relive all of it because there's a lot that happened.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely bring that to you next week.
Yeah.
We should also have some. We've been teasing this news for.
Yeah, we've got a lot of news. We got a lot of stuff. Listen, guys, this thing happened so fast. It was a passion project that turned into a much bigger project, and it's morphing into different directions. We're so excited about it, but we have a lot of different things going on that pertain to the podcast, and we're just trying to put them all together and make them all make sense between interviews and new recording studio and all these different things, and you know the interviews we want to do with some people. We have a very cool interview kind of on deck. We're trying to figure out all the pieces of that.
Yeah.
And that interview, by the way, is going to be fucking amazing.
Yes.
Because this individual is absolutely an individual. There's no one else like him.
In the world.
No way.
So, yeah, we have some really, really fun stuff coming up. Please continue to listen and follow because we are just going to get better from here.
Well, and feedback. We love the feedback.
Yes.
And honestly, it's all been very positive, and we really appreciate that. But we do want to hear everyone's feedback. You got an opinion? We want to hear it. A compliment? We'd love to hear that, too. You got a criticism? Send it our way. We want to hear it.
But thank you guys so much for the support, and as always, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, everyone.